So yesterday we discussed verses 89, 90 and 91. We do a quick recap of that and then we'll continue inshallah. So verse 89, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell the Meccans, وَقُلْ إِنِّي أَنَا النَّذِيرُ الْمُبِينُ. Say, I am indeed the plain warner. It's my job to warn you. Whether you accept it or not is between you and Allah. But my duty is to deliver the message. كَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الْمُقْتَسِمِينَ. As we have sent down upon the dividers. Revelation was sent down upon the dividers, if you assume the dividers to be the Jews and the Christians of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I explained the different interpretations and I will get to that in a moment. So like they receive revelation in the past, I also receive revelation. What is something so out of the ordinary for you to understand? So Allah then talks about the dividers as الَّذِينَ جَعَلُوا الْقُرْآنَ عِضِينَ, those who have made the Quran into parts. Now there were three, broadly speaking, different interpretations. The one is that dividers here, al-muqtasimin, refers to the Jews, Christians, and the others who rejected the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his time, where they believed in some aspects of the Quran and they rejected other aspects of the Quran, hence they were dividers. The second interpretation is that it refers to the Jews and Christians, but not in respect to our Quran, but their books. And the word Qur'an here would be in the literal sense, that which is recited, not in the sense as we understand it, the book revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when it came to their books also, some of it they interpreted it correctly, some of it they misinterpreted, they distorted because it did not suit their fancies. The third interpretation is that it is in reference to the polytheists, the mushrikeen of the time. They would mockingly say, okay, you take Surah Baqarah, I'll take Surah Al-Imran, you take Surah Nisa. Or the polytheists of that time used to divide the roads leading into Makkah amongst themselves and sit on those roads and make sure that they unleash the propaganda machine on whoever was coming to Makkah to try and convince them not to listen to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says it could also refer to the to those who take oaths, because those who rejected and opposed their prophets always took oaths to try and uphold their falsehoods. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying that by doing that, they rendered the books that were revealed to them into bits and pieces, and hence they are referred to as al-muqtasimin, the dividers. Now, today we move further with another two verses. Allah says, فَوَرَبِّكَ, so by your sustainer, Allah takes an oath on himself, لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, we are certainly going to question all of them, عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, about what they used to do. Every single person will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. Now there is a verse of Surah Ar-Rahman where Allah says, فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذَنْبِهِمْ إِنْسُ وَلَا جَنْ. On that day no one will be asked about their sins, either men or jinn. How do you reconcile between the two? Ibn Abbas says, you will not be questioned to ascertain the facts. The facts will already be known. You will be questioned as a finality to your punishment, as a rebuke. Like when the court already knows you guilty, all the evidence is there, but they ask you still, are you guilty? You're not being questioned to ascertain the facts. You are questioned to seal your fate. That's how you recall. So Surah Rahman is being referring to being questioned about facts. And here it's being references to questioning in terms of sealing your fate. Other Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to say that there are different levels, you know, that you will traverse on the day of Qiyamah. At some levels you'll be questioned, at other levels you won't be questioned. But no doubt every single person will be questioned at some point or the other. Who did you worship? How did you worship? How did you treat your prophets? Did you say La ilaha illallah? Did you fulfill the dictates of La ilaha illallah? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about this verse, according to the narrations, he himself said that you have to say La ilaha illallah, you have to bring faith. And after you bring faith, you have to fulfill the dictates of that faith. And that is what you will be questioned about. We'll elaborate further tomorrow, inshallah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.